The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
How dare you, little jabroni, come on to the Rock Show. Come on to the People's Show. Come on to the Premier Show, SmackDown, and run your mouth about how you're the WWE Champion and run your mouth about how you're the game. Well, The Rock says, if you are the game, then quite frankly, you need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks! The Rock says, The Rock says, The Rock says, The Rock says.
Hello, and welcome to SmackDown Matters. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and I'm joined once again this week by Miss Jade to the Max. How are you, Jade?
Hello, I'm doing well, and I hope our listeners are doing well, too.
I definitely extend that same feeling out to them as well. Hope everyone had a good weekend, enjoying their Labor Day weekend, their long weekend, being safe and sound and virus-free, hopefully.
Yes, and wearing their masks.
Social distancing when y'all at the parks, because like our parks and stuff just opened up this weekend, so we'll see. Yes.
Safety first.
SmackDown Matters.
Because if you got COVID, you can't listen to the WrestleCast.
This is true. SmackDown Matters is a part of the CSPN. You can find us on the web at cspn.us. You can also subscribe to the WrestleCast-CSPN through iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, all those normal places that you find podcasts. So, Ms. J to the Max, before we get into this week's SmackDown Matters, last week when we did the show, we were right on the verge of payback. So, I just want to get some of your thoughts on what you saw at payback.
Okay. I'm trying to remember. It seems so long ago. So, I know I watched it. I did watch it. But I think there was one match I just fast-forwarded to the end. Okay. Did Matt Riddle have a match?
Matt Riddle did have a match.
Okay, that's the one I fast-forwarded through.
Why don't nobody like Baron Corbin?
Boring Corbin?
We had the Iconics versus the Riot Squad on the pre-show.
And the Riot Squad won.
Yeah, they did. We had,
and they might change their name. I saw that.
Oh, really? Mm.
Yeah, they're not going to be the Riot Squad because it's not just about Ruby Riot anymore. Okay. They're a team.
All right.
They have grown.
Okay. We had Bobby Lashley beat Apollo Crews to become the new United States champion.
I faked that. I sure did. The Hurt Business, handling Hurt Business.
Big E beat Sheamus.
I saw that. Good job, Big E. That was a good match, though.
Yeah, it was. It was. The match that you fast-forwarded through or skipped, Matt Riddle beat Baron Corbin.
Right. They could have put that on the pre-show and put Ruby Riott and Liv Morgan and the Iconics into that spot. Just saying.
Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax defeated Bayley and Sasha Banks for the women's tag team titles.
I saw that, and I'm actually here for the Shayna Nia team up because it's so random, but it's actually working right now. Because the fact that they don't like each other, they're able to work together. I like that. I actually like Shayna too, so.
Keith Lee, he beat Randy Orton.
I saw that. And Randy Orton, let me tell you, that man, he's good at putting other wrestlers over.
Dominic Mysterio and Rey Mysterio, they got the win over Buddy Murphy and Seth Rollins.
I think that was another one that I just fast-forwarded through, too.
Oh, that was really good. You should actually watch that.
I did midway through the match. So I got to the midway point where, like, the climax happened. And I was like, okay, I'll watch it from here on out.
Okay. And then Roman Reigns defeated Bray Wyatt and Braun Strowman to become the new Universal Champion.
Hey, let me tell you, Roman is smooth. Buddy just kind of moseyed on down to the ring when he was ready. Signed the contract as he was walking to the ring. The smooth operator right there. And he won. But I'm just say they do be doing The Fiend wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. The Fiend is a difficult character to try to, you know, have multiple title matches and defenses with. He's kind of a character who doesn't necessarily need the title. I think that kind of hamstrings mm-hmm. him a lot because, you know, he's almost indestructible his first few matches, but now recently he's become a little bit more vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And I think that if based off the sweater change, I think that the Fiend may be turning babyface.
The sweater change.
Yeah, he's wearing a blue sweater now, not a red one.
Oh, he sure is. That's right. No, the Fiend can't be babyface. That does no.
Well,
Fiend babyface.
Roman is number one. Braun Strowman is number two, so the Fiend gotta be a babyface.
No. He don't.
Okay. Well, we will see in the next coming weeks how they play it.
We know who the real heel is though. Vince McMahon.
So SmackDown Matters starts with a recap of the Universal title match. Then Roman Reigns is here with Paul Heyman. Paul says, when you thought Heyman was out, Roman pulled him back in. He says, please don't make fool of ourselves, pointing our accusatory fingers at Paul Heyman for corrupting Roman Reigns, because Paul Heyman assures us that it is Reigns corrupting him. He says, when Heyman was gone, he was tossed aside, thrown into obscurity, only to be rescued and saved onto the island of relevancy by Roman Reigns. Because they did the same. Why did he do that? He asked. Because they did the same damn thing to him that they did to Paul Heyman. Paul asked, what happened to the thank yous and appreciation? Through life-threatening illnesses, this man delivered. Nobody bothered to say thank you, to offer appreciation. He said, no. When he needed just a little time off, what did they do with his title? The Fiend? He says, the Fiend is not born to reign as champion. A Fiend does fiendish things. He's like, a monster? A monster isn't born to be a champion. A monster does monstrous things. He says, imagine turning on Fox News with the biggest star in the WWE and all he does is go, rah. Great choice, huh? He says, Roman Reigns as our champion has always been defined by what WWE claims to be. Family, tradition, legacy, the responsibility, and accountability. He says that is who Roman Reigns is. He says on Raw, they had a triple threat to determine who will be the challenger at Clash of Champions, but we will do a fatal four-way. The winner will be the sacrificial lamb of the big dog. He says the names don't deserve to come out of his or Roman's mouth. He says he will leave their names to be hyped up by Anderson Cooper and Carmella's latest boyfriend over there.
They still together. Where's Carmella been?
Been trying to stay safe during the pandemic, I guess. Heyman tells us one last time, ladies and gentlemen, his name is Paul Heyman, and he serves as special counsel to the tribal chief, Roman Reigns.
Oh, he's special counsel.
Yes.
But he's Brock's advocate.
Yes.
And Roman's special counsel.
Yes.
Got it.
Roman grabs the mic. He says, I'm a man of my word. I did exactly what I said I was going to do at Payback. I signed the contract. I wrecked the Fiend. I wrecked the monster. And I left as the Universal Champion. He says at Clash, he doesn't care who he faces. He will slaughter them all. He says this is his island, and when you have this kind of power, all you got to do is show up and win. Believe that.
Ooh, so it's not even a yard anymore. It's expanded to an island.
Yes, it has. I'm glad you picked up on that.
Yeah. And he the only one out there. He's just waiting.
He had a new shirt that said show up and win.
Mm-hmm.
So he's definitely cashing in on this merchandise as a heel.
Man, I need to wreck everybody and leave. Yeah, now that was my look. I need one of those. I don't even need another t-shirt, but I'll get that one.
I'm surprised he hasn't came out with the Believe That shirt yet, though.
That's old news. That's babyface t-shirt merchandise.
I was waiting for this. This was real strong. It did not disappoint. Broke down everything that needed to be said while Roman aligned himself with Paul Heyman, or basically while Paul Heyman aligned himself with Roman. Roman doesn't do the Brock. He doesn't just stand there and bounce around. He actually got on the mic and had some things to say as well. So I'm very excited about this combination going forward.
Glad he got new teeth and new promos. Let's go, Roman.
After the break, we come back to Roman Reigns running into Jey Uso. Reigns says that he's just been busy. He hadn't had a really chance to, you know, keep in touch with him like he would. Jey says the whole fam is proud of him, but he wants to know what's the deal with Paul Lee. Reigns says he has it all under control. He says everything is in line. Jey Uso says, man, if you need somebody to watch your back, you know he got him. Jey then offers to sit down with Roman over a steak dinner. Did you see Jey Uso? He done got super tanned. I don't know what he been doing out in the sun, but
in the sun cooking.
He was bronzy.
Look, he got nothing else to do. Be in the sun since Vince want to put him have him sitting back in catering.
The Miz and John Morrison faced off against Heavy Machinery. Otis squashes both men in the corner. They both fall. Morrison rolls to the outside. Otis then hits the Caterpillar to The Miz. Otis gets to the second rope. He hits a swagger bomb and he pins The Miz 1-2-3. John Morrison grabs the Money in the Bank briefcase and screams, finally, finally, and takes the briefcase to the back.
How you gonna take something that doesn't belong to him?
Well, they need to do something with the Money in the Bank contract. I guess this is something to try to spice it up because Otis just been lugging it around for the past
Was that the stipulation of the match?
No, he just stole it.
Oh, okay. I'm like, what? Okay. I'm like, did I miss something? I missed that part when he made that stipulation. No, it wasn't Otis turning into a lunchbox?
Otis has two. He has a lunchbox and he has the briefcase.
Oh, Lord.
Big E is here with Drew Gulak.
He's get this merch. Yeah. This merch new.
That's right. It's probably time for them royalty checks to pay out. So people trying to push what they can so they can get a little bit more zeros on those checks.
Since Vince told them they can't have outside whatever.
They can't do TikTok or Twitch or anything like that. Told them, get off of that.
You're a hater. Real villain.
AEW is so petty because last night, Kip Sabian did a little promo and during the pay-per-view. And right at the end, he had those like Sammy Guevara cue cards, and it was for his Twitch stream.
Wow. Eddie.
Big E is here with a cake. It's Xavier Woods' birthday, and he's here because he's the official host of the new Talking Smack. Lucha House Party are there because, of course, they like birthday cake. Why not? Big E says when he wins the Fatal 4-Way tonight, he cashes in the golden ticket for his title shot with Roman Reigns, and Big E says he's ready. Security comes out of nowhere and tells Big E that Xavier Woods has arrived. Big E grabs the cake, and he walks to the back. That's when Sheamus appears with a surprise attack. Sheamus hits a brogue kick, then he slams Big E's face into the hood of a car. Sheamus stands on top of the car. Pat Buck comes over to try to stop Sheamus, but Sheamus hits a white noise onto the car's front windshield. Cole asks if this was a setup by Sheamus, as EMTs check on Big E. It's the second time. Yeah, this is the second time Sheamus done something nefarious to somebody trying to get a title shot. You know he caused that that wreck with Jeff Hardy and planted the liquor there. So the authorities would, you know, keep Jeff from being in the match. He hurt Elias, and then the wreck also hurt Elias too. Sheamus be scheming.
He ain't got nothing else to scheme. He just be laying in wait. Just lurking.
Kayla is here to tell us that Big E has suffered major lacerations. Meanwhile, Sheamus walks up and says it's difficult to watch, yet he seemed to can't take his eyes off of it. Kayla asks if this was an ambush. Sheamus says he was out minding his own business and did what any man can do. He defended himself. Sheamus doesn't know anything about Xavier Woods. Maybe it was just some bad info. He then says if you want to grab the brass ring, you got to stay focused. Sheamus is already thinking about beating Riddle and Corbin. He says Big E was probably thinking about laughing and dancing. To be honest, it's sad. This could have been the biggest night of Big E's career, but he lets his old friends drag him back down. Can't dwell, though. Got to move forward, and he's got to go.
Sheamus.
Backstage, Sasha Banks and Bayley are interviewed. It's brought up that they lost the tag team titles at Payback, and they have a rematch tonight. Bayley says before Payback, they've never seen Nia and Shayna as a team, and they couldn't prepare. But now they do, and they're winning the belts back tonight. The interviewer says Shayna has tapped Bayley out the last three times they have met. Sasha cuts her off and says Bayley is the greatest SmackDown Women's Champion and the first ever All-Women's Grand Slam Champion. She says this is why she is the role model for millions, but most importantly, she is Sasha's best friend, and no matter what, They have changed the game together.
Mm-mm-mm. You can already see it coming.
Backstage after the break, Adam Pearce is speaking to Kayla. He says that Big E will not be in the match tonight, but there will still be a fatal four-way, and they are figuring out who's going to be the fourth member. Paul Heyman comes over and asks to speak with him for a minute in private. So now we come up to our SmackDown Women's Tag Team title match. Sasha Banks and Bayley competing against Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler, the champions.
Bayley and Banks with a baseball side, but caught by Jax and Baszler. This is not going to be pretty. Caught a hell of it, but slung into the barricade. And again. And a tag team champion showing why they're dominant.
Almost a game of one-upsmanship.
Nia Jax, a former Raw Women's Champion in her own right, marching around the ring and Banks in. And Bayley right to the back of the knee.
Smart.
Tag made finally, and here comes the boss, Sasha Banks, five-time Raw Champion, going right after Nia Jax, realizing this could be her opportunity. Women's tag team titles up for grabs. Nia Jax sent into the corner. Banks didn't get all of it, but got enough. Banks now launched out to the apron. Sasha Banks catches Nia with a knee.
A great strategy.
And another one.
Sasha Banks has to stick and move. Stay out of the grasp of the powerhouse Nia Jax.
The quickness of Banks as she looks to aware Jax down. Double knees to the midsection. Here comes Banks now. Running knee.
Nia might be out.
And Sasha Banks, smile on her face, realizes she could be closing in on the tag team titles. To Meteora by Banks. Cover now. Up to the leg to win the gold. And a kick out by Nia with authority at two. Bayley dragging Baszler to the corner. Tag made. Here comes Banks. And now Bayley going to position Shayna on the apron and allowing Banks to deliver the sliding drop kick to the shoulder.
You can see, by the way, Shayna slithered away. Serious pain in the ribcage. And here comes Banks to pour on some more.
Nobody! Banks went double knees into the post!
Sasha barely able to stand on.
Oh my god, Nia Jax! Whoa. Nia Jax with a cross body!
That is
a
it.
Lateral press on both women! And Jax and Baszler retain!
Here are your winners and still the WWE Women's Tag Team Champions, Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler!
Baszler and Jax may be a bit of an odd couple. The furthest thing from friends, but in this business, when the checks and championships are rolling in, you just make it work.
And medical personnel have entered the ring now. Obviously, deep concern for the well-being of Sasha Banks. Suffered a very serious leg injury tonight. And who knows, Corey, how much more damage was done as she continued on through this matchup.
Is it hurting in here? Can you feel your
This was a good match. This was just as good as the match from Payback. Maybe a little bit better.
Yeah, I'm enjoying. Well, I don't want to give it away before you say it, but I was enjoying the little rivalry between those two tag teams.
The EMTs run into the ring to check on Sasha. Bayley screams at them to be careful. Sasha yells for the EMTs not to touch her, but they have to touch her. She wants them out of her face. She shoves them all away. Bayley tells them to all leave. Bayley tries to help Sasha stand, but Sasha can only get to her knees. So Bayley helps her scoot over to the apron, and then when they get underneath the ropes, Bayley kicks Sasha in the face. She rolls Sasha to the outside. Bayley sends Sasha into the steps. Bayley sends Sasha into the ring post. Bayley brings Sasha to the steps.
Bayley beat the break.
Yes.
Basically what she
swings her knee into the steps, then steps on the left leg and drops a bunch of stomps on it. Bayley subs Sasha, then tosses her face first into the barricade. Bayley picks up Sasha and sends him to the apron. She lifts Sasha back into the ring. Bayley lifts Sasha up and shoves her into the corner hard, then stomps away at her over and over. Bayley grabs the boot, kick to the back of the knee. Bayley drags Sasha over to the corner and slams her head into the mat. She stares down at Michael Cole and she tells him to say, "Boss time now." And Bayley lifts Sasha's face and she says, "Sasha deserves all of this." another move to the knee. Bayley grabs a chair and punts Cole and then heads back into the ring. Bayley locks the leg in the chair. Sasha kicks her away. Bayley gets back up and now hits a running knee strike to Sasha's face. Bayley grabs Sasha again and slams her down hard. She drags Sasha over to the chair, trapping Sasha's face into the chair. Sasha's neck is trapped in the top of the chair. Bayley hops off the top rope with a boot to the chair, and the beatdown is finally over.
I mean, we knew.
She pilmanized.
But it was. She did.
Stone Cold didn't even go that hard on Brian Pillman. I was totally shocked. Sasha did a great job selling it. Bayley even better. I was like, oh, they're doing a lot showing here, but they're just gonna, you know, advance the story. They're not gonna do anything major. Boy, was I wrong.
No, I loved it. I was like, beat her down. So I'm sure. So is this Sasha's exit for her to take her COVID time off?
Yeah, I guess so. She may have some injuries or something that she needs a couple of months to heal up or something. I don't know what the actual story is, but hopefully she doesn't come back to TV for a little while.
I think it would have been really cool if they had, like, since they piping in audience music, they should have piped in some, like, crowd reaction when Bayley turned on Sasha.
They definitely needed the crowd, because I think somebody might have, like, actually ran out there to try to help Sasha from the crowd. That beat down was real vicious. It would have been like old school heat.
Who knew Bayley had that?
I know, right?
Just a year and a half ago, it was all about the Bayley buddy and huggy. Now it's like, no, I'm not a hugger anymore. I beat bitches ass.
We come back to Michael Cole wondering, why did this go down? Sasha is being shown on the stretcher, getting placed into the ambulance. Graves and Cole ponder the reasoning behind Bayley's wretched doing. Sami Zayn is here. Sami is offended at the introduction he got, as they completely ignored his title. He admonishes the ring announcer, who says that it wasn't in his notes. Sami wonders who was running the floor. He grabs the headset and tells Marty in the production truck that when the graphic was up with his name, why wasn't IC Champ included? Why not? He said because it wasn't in his notes. Okay, Sami says he sees a pattern. The WWE isn't taking things seriously, so we're just going to redo it. Well, out comes Jeff Hardy. He tells Sami if he wants a title shot, all he's got to do is ask. Sami says that's confusing. He is a champion. He doesn't need to ask Jeff for anything. In fact, Jeff needs to ask him. Here comes AJ Styles, and he wonders how that they can both parade around with the title, knowing that he is the uncrowned champion. Jeff wonders if AJ is healed, because Jeff is ready to defend the title. Sami says no, that's not how it works. AJ then lays a cheap shot to Jeff Hardy. Sami holds back and he looks on, then stomps Jeff alongside with AJ. AJ then kicks Sami in the head. AJ lifts Sami for the Styles Clash, but Jeff turns him around and hits a Twist of Fate. He wants one for Sami, but Sami shoves him in the corner, and he hits Jeff Hardy with a hell of a low kick, and that's how our little Intercontinental Champion situation ended.
Yeah, we're not crazy, but there seems to be a reaction here. Sami actually lost MVP.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's the real with no belt.
We are informed that Roman's cousin Jey Uso will be in the fatal four-way later tonight. So a video package shows a woman in red bottoms walking around, but we don't see who it is. I've got two guesses. It's either Vanessa Bourne, or it's Chelsea Green. One of those two.
We still don't know who in the group.
Nah, we don't know who's in Retribution, but this was something totally different, though.
Okay, I must have missed this.
Yes, this was kind of like this was kind of like, it would give you vibes to kind of like Emelina. Like, all you saw was like the smoke, and then like the
ground. Like who's coming next.
Right, and then you just see like some legs and some shoes, some red bottoms. And she's like dragging her fur.
Vanessa Bourne, what has she been? Because she's not NXT in a while.
Yeah, she got moved up, but it was like done quietly.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe it's one of them. Maybe they bring it. Continue.
So we head backstage, and Otis seems unworried. Tucker says he can't find Morrison anywhere. Otis says he doesn't keep the contract in the briefcase. He keeps it in his lunchbox. So Tucker wonders what's in the briefcase. So we head over to the Miz and Morrison. The Miz tells him that just because he has the case doesn't make him the guy, and Morrison begs to differ. He opens the briefcase up and finds a stapler and a sandwich.
The sandwich was more unexpected than the stapler.
Right. So we head backstage where Jay goes to thank Roman for the opportunity. Roman says Jay doesn't owe him. He owes Paul. Jay says he's going to go win that match, and then they'll turn it out at Clash of Champions. Roman tells Jay to go win one on his own this time, and good luck. That's a little shadish.
Yeah. Just a little bit. But you know how family is, Teddy.
Corbin comes out to yell about this blatant nepotism and how Jay doesn't belong in the match. Riddle runs up the ramp to attack Baron Corbin. They fight on the stage and then back down the ramp. Sheamus runs down to attack Matt Riddle and sends him into the ring. Sheamus hops in the ring. Out comes Jey Uso to attack Baron Corbin. Riddle and Sheamus are going at it in the ring. Corbin sends Jey into the barricade, and then we hit the commercial break. Backstage, Nikki is watching the show. Rambling Rabbit is further beyond watching her. Alexa Bliss comes up with some slightly messier hair this week and asks for forgiveness. Nikki says, of course, and Alexa hugs her before she can say anything else. It's also teased that next week, Bray is going to introduce a new friend to the Firefly Funhouse.
It's going to be her. It's foreshadowing. They're giving us all the teasers.
Main event time, Matt Riddle, Sheamus, and King Corbin, Jey Uso going at it in the Fatal 4-Way. Corbin sends Jey over the first row of video screens. Corbin then sends Riddle into the ring. Corbin grabs Riddle and he looks for the end of days. But we get a bro kick from Sheamus on Corbin, a bro to sleep to Sheamus. Riddle goes to the top, he hits the floating bro, and then Jey Uso follows with the frog splash, and he pins Matt Riddle to win the Fatal 4-Way and earn a title match at Clash of Champions against Roman Reigns. Kayla is in the ring.
Cousin versus cousin.
She wants to know how important this win is for Jey. Jey says, yes, sir. He tells the big dog that he made the family proud, too. He tells Roman, it's lockdown. Welcome. And he says, you know the rest. And he celebrates as the show goes off.
That poor baby, he don't even know what's coming. He's going to lose so bad.
This show.
Samoan versus Samoan.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. Especially the lead up to it. You know, maybe they can, Jimmy can come in, even though he's still hurt. Maybe he can do some little backstage stuff. Maybe they can slide Naomi in.
They put him on commentary.
Yeah, there you go.
Him and Samoa Joe on commentary for this match. That's it. Nobody else.
This was an excellent addition to SmackDown. They only had 3 matches, but I mean, it was a lot happened. The opening promo, Paul and Roman. The little comedy there with Miz, Morrison, Heavy Machinery, and them stealing the briefcase or whatever. Big E getting taken out by Sheamus to advance the story later in the night for the Fatal 4-Way. And then that women's tag team match was off the chain. And then Bayley turned on Sasha.
Yeah, they definitely progressed the storyline this week.
Pour some out for the Golden Role Models.
Yeah, I don't know if we could say the same about Raw, but, you know, no offense. But it's just 3 hours of, I don't know. Or no, it's 2 hours now because then we get an hour of Raw Underground. Is that how it works now?
Yeah, it's still Raw. They just splice in Raw Underground in that last hour. It's not totally just Raw Underground. There's still some elements of Monday Night Raw in there. But
I will say that Raw Talk is quite interesting.
Oh, because you, like R-Truth is on there as a host.
Yes. It's great. I love it.
Yes, we know you have a lot of appreciation for Mr. R-Truth.
I do. But no, for that Clash of Champions, yeah, they got to get Jimmy and Joe on commentary.
It would be cool if, like, this doesn't work out. But Roman is like, you know, no hard feelings, man. Y'all need to come over here with Paul. Paul is looking out for our best interest. And they get the whole crew over there. And the Samoa Coalition is like, the bloodline is like a real faction.
Diddy and I need to trademark Samoa Coalition before Vince started using it.
Yeah, you really do. Then that way you
can keep using bloodline.
You could do like the guy who has got the Washington football team, all the names that they want to use. The reason why they can't come up with a name yet, because they're trying to finagle around having to pay this man. But I don't think.
How did he even figure out that they were even considering all of it? Did he just say he just put a bunch of names in a hat? Like, okay, here are 200 possible options.
Right.
And then he just went and got them all trademarked.
Exactly.
Lord.
In the hopes of, you know, one day they'll have to come to him and pay him. And that's exactly what's going to happen.
Wow. Why didn't I think of that?
Yeah, it's a very smart move, but it's made it very difficult for the Washington football team to progress and move forward from their former name and monikers and logos and things like that. So now they look like the NFL version of Alabama.
Yeah, so now they got to go through this whole season being known as the Washington football team.
WFT, baby. Yeah, but
that,
you know what?
Depressing.
You know what? It's been 20 years of awfulness. Maybe like a cloud has been broken now that the name has changed and we can see some blue sky this year.
You know, maybe. I wish I could say the same about the Bears having blue skies and bright days ahead, but yeah, as long as we got that kid at our quarterback and 10 tight ends still. You know, Leonard Fournette was way available. You know, could have had a running back, but no. Nope. Can we just find another defensive end today? But hey, what do I know?
Well, I really enjoyed this edition of SmackDown. I think that you have the same feelings. It was definitely a 9 on a 10 scale in my book. Raw was pretty decent. They had the three-way. Randy Orton won. He defeated Seth Rollins and Keith Lee to get his rematch at Clash of Champions versus Drew McIntyre.
Speaking of Seth Rollins, I see that AOP got released.
Yeah, they did. Another case of guys just getting hurt. They both got, well, one of them got injured. And then he, just when he got returned, cleared to return, they fired him.
Wow, that's so messed up.
They would be a big addition to AEW's tag team division, though, because they don't have, like, a true, like, monster tag team.
And they should make their way over there. I mean, who's to say they probably aren't already?
Right. Get that Toten Khan money.
Yep. I still be trying to get into AEW. I follow along when you all like post about it and do the podcast, but just really want them to do better on the women's division.
Yeah, they do. They did make a call this week where Britt Baker and Big Swole, their match was slated for the kickoff show, but they did do a 180 and put them inside the main show, so that was positive. They actually had a really good women's championship match. Shida, the AEW champion, versus Thunder Rosa, the NWA women's champion. Oh, it was really good. Real high level match.
Hikaru
Shida. Hikaru Shida, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you've got access to All Out Link, or if you watch that show, I'm pretty sure you agree with me. That was one of the standout matches of the evening. So yeah, when AEW does give their women time, they're very talented and they usually deliver. So they just need to get back to making more time for them.
Yeah.
So Ms. J to the Max, is there anything else you'd like to talk about before I turn it over to you for your shout outs and thank yous?
No, just good job this week on SmackDown, WWE. About time you stop disappointing us. I'm just happy Roman Reigns is back. It feels like a I don't know, I feel like things were, not that he's carrying the show, but I mean he kinda is at this point.
Well,
but
when you don't have your main star on your TV.
Exactly.
Show. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was feeling kind of stale, but I think with him back and now Paul Heyman, it's refreshing.
Right. Just a reminder, NXT is going to be on Tuesday this week. We're going to have Adam Cole versus Finn Balor for the NXT Championship. The 60-minute Iron Man match wound up in a tie between those two. They both had two falls apiece. Finn Balor, he pinned Johnny Gargano with the coup de grace, and with about 5 seconds left, Adam Cole came up from behind, hit him with the last shot, and got the three count right as the buzzer sounded. So now they're going to face off against each other in a sudden death match. First person who gets the pinfall is going to be the new NXT champion. So check that out this Tuesday. Use the hashtag NXTcast to share your commentary with color.
So Finn Balor gonna win. It's his time. It's time.
All right. Miss Simi will definitely be extra happy if that happens. She has been complaining that they have not done what they
need. They've been misusing him.
That's exactly what she said. That they,
see, she and I on the same page.
Yes, y'all are. Yeah. All right, Miss J to the Max, time for your shout outs and thank yous, Miss.
Yeah, so just a shout out to Don and the WrestleCast family again for having me this week. And for Dee Dee for giving me the blessing to fill in for her while she's on hiatus.
All right. Thank you, Miss J to the Max. I'd like to thank Mr. Mo to the _ Reese, Miss Simi, Mr. Anwar Starwin for all recording with me this week, editions of the Rawcast, NXT Cast, and the Dark Match, and also Cast of Strong Style as well. Please check out the Dark Match over on the Patreon page at patreon.com/CSPN Media. There we did a preview of All Out. We also reviewed two editions of Dynamite. We also got some candid conversations from Anwar Starwin about his thoughts about SummerSlam and Payback as well. And the NXT title match that took place, the 60-minute Iron Man match. So please check out that content with color over on patreon.com. Again, go to the website, cspn.us. Click on the tab that says Keep Our Podcast Free. Shop with any of our sponsors to help keep the Rawcast, NXT Cast, SmackDown Matters, Cast of Strong Style all free each and every week. Shout out to the guys over at The Push. Check them out as well on the WrestleCast. It'll show up on your feeds if you just subscribe to the WrestleCast-CSPN. Shout out to Miss Dee Dee Jonet. Shout out to all the WrestleBays who retweet and live tweet with us each and every week. We greatly appreciate it. So for my co-host, Miss J to the Max, I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and this has been SmackDown Matters. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
Just when you thought I was out, he pulled me back in. Oh, and please don't make fools of yourselves and embarrass yourselves pointing your accusatory fingers at me for corrupting him. Because I assure you, it's him corrupting me. Let me ask you a question. What happened to the thank yous and the appreciation? Through all the selfish executive decisions, through life-threatening illnesses, this man delivered. I'm gonna tell you this one time so that you get it through your thick, unappreciative skulls. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Paul Heyman, and I serve as special counsel to the tribal chief. Your raising, defending, undisputed, universal, heavyweight champion, Roman Reigns.
I'm a man of my word. I did exactly what I said I was gonna do at Payback. I signed the contract, I wrecked the Fiend, I wrecked the Monster, and I left as the Universal Heavyweight Champion. And at Clash of Champions, I don't care who I face. Feed them in and watch them all get slaughtered, because this is my island. And when you have this kind of power, all you gotta do is show up and win. Believe that.